The highest award presented by the district is that of Master Conservationist. To qualify for this award, 90% of the necessary practices must be completed. The recipient of the 2024 Master Conservationist Award is Mr. Henry Burrell. He farms on the eastern side of the county. Henry Burrell started farming in Zimbabwe with his father. Unfortunately, not by choice but by force, he had to leave the farm and all assets behind, which led him to move his family to the USA, not knowing what was to come. In 1983, he settled in Kentucky with his wife Louise and their two children, Ivan and Elaine. He and his wife have been married for over 50 years and have 5 grandchildren and soon to be 2 great-grandchildren. Henry serves on the community FSA committee and advocates for agriculture and his fellow farmers. He has also served on the board of the Caldwell County Conservation District as a supervisor. Alongside him on the farm, workers include his brother-in-law, Johan, future grandson-in-law, Aaron, granddaughter, Caitlin, and grandson, Preston, along with a few seasonal workers. He has guided many and has become a big role model in their eyes. He started his operation from the ground up and has been farming in Caldwell County for over 40 years. His operation, Lively H Farms, consists of row crops, soybeans, corn, and wheat, cattle, and dry hay and haylage. Conservation practices on their farm include no-till methods, installation and maintenance of grass waterways, cover crops, crop rotations, and rotational grazing. A current conservation project he is involved in is the Edge of Field Monitoring Water Quality Incorporation with the University of Kentucky and NRCS. This project monitors water quality by measuring runoff, soil erosion, sediment, and nutrients from fields after each rainfall. When Henry began his farming operation in Caldwell County, he started with no-till, a relatively new concept to agriculture in the mid-1980s. There were many learning experiences for everyone who tried no-till, some good and some bad. Now, with 40-plus years of no-till experience, Henry continues to search for ways to improve the conservation and health of the soil he farms. An important example of Henry's willingness to provide land for research and demonstration plots when requested. Although these demonstration plots take extra time and effort, Henry outweighs the information that is gathered as a fair trade-off. In his spare time, which doesn't happen often, maybe on a rainy day, Henry enjoys spending time with family and friends, fishing, cooking, and watching rugby. He also likes to travel around the world, trying new cuisines and exploring the lay of the land. At this time, Daniel Bug will present the Master Conservationist Award. We ask Henry Burrell to come forward and accept this award.